Meet Sandra Bouzon.
I was born in France but raised in Togo. For me, we're a mix of the African culture and the European culture. We are Afropean.
Afropean, it's a word coined in Britain, which is starting to catch on in France, a way of explaining the other part of your identity.
You identify as a French person, but when people talk to you, they always ask you, where are you from? Where are you really from?
Je savais jamais comment me définir.
That's the theater director, Eva Dumbia. She says she never knew how to define herself with a French mother and Ivorian father.
On nous pose la question.
You're asked, where are you from, she says. When she heard the word Afropean, she identified with it immediately.
Afropean, voilà.
Afropean people are made from French or Europe, but we have our history on Earth.
Kelly Massoul grew up in the French Caribbean department of Guadeloupe.
Would you identify yourself as Afropean?
Yes, but more Afro-Caribbean.
Eva Dumbia recently organized a festival that brought together performances, conferences, and a beauty expo to explore the Afropean identity. She says it brings together many different backgrounds, from people like Massoul, whose African roots stretch back to slavery, to more recent immigrants from Africa.
Y a pas d'histoire commune.
There's no common history, she says. What we share is that we're French.
Nous sommes français et noirs.
We're French and we're black. And the challenge is to figure out how to make a community of that. How do we find common ground, she asks. It turns out that beauty, and hair in particular, is one way.
We are the only ones who have hair like that. It's something we all have in common.
That's Sandra Bouzon again. She's the sales director for a trade expo founded by a hair salon that specializes in natural black hair, that is, not straightened.
Typical African hair. It's a question here.
Kelly Massoul is at the expo with her line of products for natural hair.
You can be white. My cousin is very, very white, but she have kinky hair.
Hair as identity is something that Sandra Bouzon experienced when she came to live in France. She talks about the debate over whether or not to straighten your hair.
In African countries, it's more about health. It becomes an identity issue in Europe.
When she came to live in France, she had straightened hair. She realized there was an issue only when she started growing it out.
I started having that feeling that it was not okay with a lot of people.
This was surprising.
Because we're talking about hair. I never imagined that one day my hair would be an issue. I wish there would be no more talk about hair, because that would mean that that hair is just normal. But we're not there yet. Far from being there.
Not there yet. Along with conferences and performances, hair is part of the conversation about what it means to be black and European. Of course, as with any label, not everyone agrees. Joao Gabriel is a blogger who lives in Marseille in southern France, originally from Guadeloupe. He says identities change depending on the context. He's not Afropean, he says, as he doesn't identify with the European part. But outside of France?
I can say that I'm European if I'm talking to someone who lives, for example, in sub-Saharan Africa, in respect to the fact that we don't live the same condition, because I'm still in the West. But in relation to the people of the West, I'm not Western.
And in the US, he feels French.
When I'm talking to African-American, I kind of feel French because they don't really know the struggle of black people in Europe.
Identities shift. In France, Gabrielle agrees that some kind of community needs to be created to help black people fight the results of racism, which is itself a categorization.
We need to create something that are based on our experience here. We need to create voice.
Après les attentats de Paris,
Eva Dumbia says that after the January attacks in Paris, the image of black people in France was sullied. For her, the solution is to show the positive parts of the culture. For Sandra Bouzon, racism needs to be acknowledged and talked about.
The fact that we all pretend that everything is okay, well, it's not. And it's a fact.
And that ultimately is what's at play. Whether or not the Afropean identity resonates in France, the questions of racism remain the same for everyone. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.